Good afternoon. I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News headlines at 5:04. The University of Notre Dame will change the way it handles allegations of sexual assault. The federal government launched a review after a student reportedly accused a Notre Dame football player of groping her. The young woman later killed herself, and her family complained about how the university handled the assault allegations. Indiana's Choice Scholarship Bill, establishing the broadest school voucher program in the country, is now facing a challenge in state court. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports.
A lawsuit filed in Marion County Superior Court Friday by 12 individuals with support from the Indiana State Teachers Association and the National Education Association says the new voucher program is unconstitutional. They say it draws money away from the constitutionally required public school system and gives money to fund religious education. In a statement, Governor Mitch Daniels said the lawsuit is about the teachers' union putting its financial self-interest ahead of Hoosier children and low-income families. Shelbyville teacher Teresa Meredith, one of the plaintiffs in the suit, says as a mother of four public school students, she's offended by the governor's comment.
I don't want the future of their public school education that is top-notch to be jeopardized so that we can fund religious education.
State Superintendent Tony Bennett said in a statement he expected a lawsuit and is confident the courts will uphold the law. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.
A body discovered in a western Indiana home may have been there for nearly 2 years. The Vigo County coroner says the Terre Haute man may have died in late 2009. A neighbor spotted his body while checking out broken glass from a recent robbery. Right now, cloudy skies, 82 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Jill Sheridan.